Hi, I'm Murray McLaughlin, and welcome to this edition of Swinging on a Star. This is the show about songs and the people who write and perform them. Today's guests are Ten Tangle and Brent Parkin. Backing us up as usual, we got Danny Greenspoon on the guitar and Kit Johnson on the bass. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please stay with us. I'm going to go over and do a song first on the piano, just to kind of open things up. This, the actual writing of this song took place during a long motor odyssey through the United States some years ago, in about 1977. This got written on a beach in Oregon. It's called Whispering Rain. Whispering rain, careless emotion, rising and falling, waves on the ocean carry you on till nothing remains, only the sound of the whispering rain. Life sometimes seems so uncertain, like a face that you see through a curtain, like a face without any eyes, like a kiss that means goodbye. You love all you're left on your own. You think you know, but it's all unknown. Every day is the same, till you're washed by the whispering rain. Whispering rain, careless emotion, rising and falling, waves on the ocean carry you on till nothing remains, only the sound of the whispering rain. I will stare like a gypsy into the sky, and the moonlight will search into my eyes, till the strangest sound is my own name. All inside me is the whispering rain. All the songs that sigh among the trees, all the time that brings you to your knees, people helpless when love came, lost in the whispering rain. Whispering rain, careless emotion, rising and falling, waves on the ocean carry you on till nothing remains, only the sound of the whispering rain, only the sound. Whispering rain, only the sound. whispering rain.
We're here with Brent Parkin, Winnipeg Master of the Blues. What I've been meaning to ask you, what kind of guitar is that you've got?
This is a what's called a Gibson ES-125.
As opposed to the 335, which B.B. King plays, and I used to have one of those too, called Sonya. Do you have a name for your guitar?
Like, not really.
It's called
many
a
names.
Bad name
many
sometimes.
Names, yeah.
What I mean, before we get too far off the track here, why don't you do a song and then we'll
all right.
Do some talking.
Okay. There's one here called the Satellite Dish. One, two. One, two, three. She's a sweet little miss. She's a fine little baby. She's a sweet little miss. Yeah, she ain't no TV mama. Fine little satellite dish. Well, I'm held by a charm. Yes, and I'm thrilled by a kiss. Well, I'm held by a charm. Yes, and I'm thrilled by a kiss. Well, she ain't no TV mama. Fine little satellite dish. Well, got cool hair. She got a crazy walk. Well, she got lots of money. She talking hip talk. Oh, yeah. Every morning, noon, and night. The girl just wanna rock.
One that you wrote?
I wrote that one, yes.
You're writing in a real, that's a real traditional form. I mean, that's not, when I think of people who are working in blues now, they're pop blues, like, you know, kind of Stevie Ray Vaughan and then Protégé, kind of Colin James people, like they're moving along into a real, it's like high-powered, loud, and it's there's more chords in there than they used when they originally wrote that kind of stuff. But you're really true to form, the stuff I've heard you do.
Yeah, that one, you know, it's kind of funny when you say you wrote it because, you know, who the heck wrote the three-chord shuffle anyway? Yeah.
Well, it's like I wrote the music, but I had help with the lyrics.
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, you know, borrowed the rhythm, that's for sure.
Do you think blues would just dry up and disappear altogether if all of those temperance fanatics actually managed to outlaw drinking?
Yes.
Like, you know, yeah, there's another purpose for this music besides sitting around pouring your simple sorrows to the sound hole on your knee, I guess, right?
It's to have fun.
What kind of joints do you play?
A lot of blues bars, folk festivals and stuff. After, you know, I consider blues a folk music, really, and just a form of folk music.
Sure.
And roots music.
This song you're going to do now, actually the first person I ever heard actually do this was Elvis. But, I mean, he copped it, didn't he?
It was written by Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
It's a hell of a name, isn't it?
Is that right? Yeah. He wrote a lot of tunes that Elvis recorded, and I don't think he ever got paid for them, really, from what I understand. I guess he died fairly broke. I'm not really sure. But
not like those nice English boys who actually made sure that all of the fellas who wrote them got all of the money. Isn't that right, Bert? Anyway, you want to lay it on?
Sure, you better.
Do, and that's all right now.
that's all right now, mama. Any way you wanna do it. Well, that's all right now, mama. Any way you wanna do. Well, that's all right now, mama. That's all right. Way you wanna do.
Thank you.
I'm absolutely delighted to have Bert Jansch and Jackie McShee here. Part of the flexible response, which is known as pentangle, I guess, ranging from, what, five at various times down to the two that you have, and you're the first of all, in like you're the last of the originals, if I understand. The last of the originals.
The
Mount Rushmores of British folk music.
We're the only two original members left, but we are still five.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, you re-personnelled, and there's an album that came out in 86. Is there one since then?
Yes. We had one come out here last year called Think of Tomorrow. Actually, we've had two out since 86, haven't we? Or was it three?
It was mine. Oh, come on.
I get confused.
The first song you're going to do is actually... Bert, are you going to talk or not?
I will eventually. I will eventually.
This is your composition that you're going to do.
Yeah, this is called Chasing Love, which is it isn't on any album at the moment, but it will be.
Unlike some of your other better-known songs that have been on three different albums, but you've never performed them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to mention that, though.
No, we won't mention Needle of Death. No.
Absolutely not. Unequivocally. Is there a story behind Chasing Love, or do you want to just launch?
Not really. It's just a love song, really, basically.
Baby, how you make me angry, burning all the flame inside. Each time I think I caught you calling, you slip the noose away. You are. Seems that I'm always chasing love on the other side of the merry-go-round, so near, so far. Wishing I'm forever wishing I'll have a way. Wishing for the chance to hold you, I love you till my dying day. Seems that I'm always chasing love on the other side of the merry-go-round, so near, so far. Baby, if I ever catch you, I'd lock you up inside my heart. Lover, you will be my prisoner forever. We would never part. Seems that I'm always chasing love on the other side of the merry-go-round, so near, so far. Around so near.
first began to take traditional British music, especially, and wrench it around and start mucking about with it and putting different musical influences in. Did you get sniffy reactions from real traditional folk types at the time? Because they can, I know, yes, they can be an awful kind of arch, yes, bunch.
Yes, there was quite a lot of opposition.
Well, but they fell into two camps. One was the pure traditionalist, that you weren't even allowed into the clubs, let alone with a guitar. So you,
well, that
just
was like strictly vocal singing?
Yeah. Well, no, but you had to be a traditionalist, and you only played instruments that were suited to the type of song you were doing.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
No, it was actually quite strict. You know, like Hugh McCall, we used to run a club called the Singers Club, but I actually got away with playing it once, playing Angie, but he didn't know I was going to play it, you know. But the rules there were that you had to sing songs that were native to you, where you came from. So if you were Scottish, you did Scottish songs, which was rather a bit of a cheat, really, because he was born in Manchester.
Yeah.
Hugh McCall himself was.
The reason I asked about the traditional stuff is because the next song that you were going to do is an elderly song, but I couldn't determine earlier on when I was talking to you exactly how elderly it was.
It's pretty elderly.
1700s, you thought? Age of the Highwaymen?
Oh, that was the other one we were talking about.
Is that the other one?
That
okay.
Was so vague.
Oh, this is the one about. Oh, this is the one that's ribald.
Yes.
Is it not?
This is a rude one.
Do you wish to talk about this?
Not really, no. But it's a lovely melody, so I shall continue to sing it.
She ground her teeth. Please, go.
Right. There was a lass and a bonnie, bonnie lass, together not ago. She's pulled them east, she's pulled them west, she's pulled them as they hung, she's pulled them as they hung. And then at last she's laid her down to sleep the weeds among, and by there came three lusty lads, three lusty lads and strong, three lusty lads and strong. The first of them he's kissed her mouth, he thought he did no wrong. The second of them untied her belt, tied up with lacing long, tied up with lacing long. Thank you. But the lassie on rising to her feet again says, I fear I slept too long, I fear I slept too long.
Jackie McShee, Pentangle. Years ago, I had an engagement at a very tiny little club on Yorkville Avenue in Toronto. And I'd been to a party, in the couple of hours preceding the arrival time for the beginning of my performance. And at the party, a fellow who had had a bit too much to drink fell down on top of my guitar and smashed it into matchwood. So I went to the club anyway, and I borrowed a fellow's guitar and played a set, and during the course of the set I mentioned that this had happened. And after it was over, a woman came up and announced that her name was Elizabeth Taylor and gave me $60 and said, please go and buy yourself another one, a new one, with the money. And I, of course, went, oh, no, no, I couldn't possibly, I couldn't, no, no, I just grab. I did protest some, but she said that she would only use it to get her brother out of jail anyway. And some time later, I went back to pay my respects and pay her back. And I wrote this song about her.
Think of your room, think of you there, think of you dragging your body upstairs, with your bed and your chair, and your stale perfume. Never knew anybody as lonely as you, your love as you. Before it's daylight, they want it for fun, you want it for life, and you get so angry if they tell you the truth. Never knew anybody as lonely as you. In my mind your face disappears, but I still see your eyes. They had nothing left to lose by wasting time. still see your eyes. They look like they had heard too many lies. They never seem to look straight into mine. They had nothing left to lose by wasting time. I just can't stand to see you. Can't look when you cry. Can't help you no how. I'm too selfish to try. I just wish there was something somebody could do. Never knew anybody as lonely as you. Never knew anybody as lonely as you.
We're back with Brent Perkin. And this is like a, well, I don't know. Sometimes when you play this song, well, now that you got a different look than you did from the pictures I saw before. Now because you've hacked your hair into something resembling a GI cut, 48 to 53. And this music that you're going to play is really pretty consistent with that era. This isn't one of yours, is it?
This was written by a guy named Pee Wee Creighton, a Texas guitar player in the T-Bone Walker sort of tradition.
A pure instrumental. Okay, well, watch out, because the kids in the back will be jitterbugging. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you really, I mean, again, not to belabor the point, but are you really conscious of, like, staying within a certain pocket as far as your playing or the music that you're going to attempt or write is concerned? Like, real?
Not really, because I think, you know, with playing this kind of music, there's so much of it, and it's so varied that I like playing, you know, funky blues, horn-style blues. I really dig Robert Johnson-style guitar playing. So within that spectrum, jazz, I dig Wes Montgomery style of jazz blues. So within that style, you've got, you know, a lot to work with. And I also dig a lot of stuff, too, like Delbert McClinton and stuff like that, too, you know.
Are you primarily thinking of yourself as a guitar player or as a singer?
Yeah, pretty no, a guitar player, pretty much.
There's sort of more glamour in that.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But that's what interested me, really, was the guitar. It was just that I was the guy stuck singing in the band. I became the singer because no one else wanted to. And I think that's the way it starts for a lot of people.
Well, that happened to Nat King Cole, too. Yeah, so he did all right. This is going to be another one of your compositions. You come up with the weirdest names. Where'd you get this one?
Well, I just... the mood of the song came up with the... the music for it first, actually, just the mood of it, and then it just sounded to me like real late night music to me, and I just started thinking about hanging out at places late at night, like the Blue Note Cafe here in Winnipeg, and people who are crawling around late at night, night crawlers. So I just came up with the line "Night Crawler." 1, 2, 3. Thank you. there now.
Back with Bert Jansch and Jackie McShee, Pentangle. Would you like to do a song and then we
shall
talk?
Yeah, I think we'll do a song by Cyril Tawney, who's an English folk singer, songwriter. Very fine one. It's one of my favorites of all time, the song. I treat it as a blues, basically, but it's not really supposed to be a blues. It's called Sally Free and Easy.
Sally Free and Easy, that should be your name. Sally Free and Easy, that should be your name. Took a sailor's love for not regret. Well, the heart she gave me was not made of stone. Well, the heart she gave was not made of stone. It was sweet and hollow, like a honeycomb. Think I'll wait till sunset, see the ensign go down. Think I'll wait till sunset, see the ensign land. Then I'll take the tide wave with them on barren
in history broad-based, or is it constrained to pretty much to British history? So I understand that you're quite an avid reader and on that count. Or
mainly
is that
British
is that
history? That's enough.
It'll keep you occupied. Yes. Yeah. Does that help you in terms of like ferreting out repertoire? Have you found specific things or looked after certain periods for songs that you wanted to bring into the ensemble?
No, not really. It's there's a place in London called Cecil Sharp House, and there's a huge library there of traditional British music, and from everywhere really, but it's mainly for British traditional music. There's a wealth of stuff there, and it's listening to other people as well. It's just things I like that sound nice.
This is the one that, yes, that I was mistakenly thinking you were going to do before, that has, yes, its roots way back in the 1700s at,
yeah,
some
this
point.
Is an English song. The other one was Scottish. This is an English traditional song called Sove. It's about a female highway person. She dresses up as a highwayman to see if her lover is faithful or not. And he turns out to be faithful, so she doesn't shoot him, as she threatens in the end. He stays alive.
Boy, if that were rewritten now.
It's not so different, really.
Well, have at it.
She dressed herself in man's array, with a sudden pistol by her side, to meet a true love, meet a true lover, was she dry?
As she was galloping o'er the plain, she met her true love and made him stand. "Tod, I believe a young man," she said, "and if you do not, and if you do not, I'll shoot you dead." He delivered up his golden star, but still she prayed for one thing more. "Oh, diamond ring that I see you wear, oh, hand it over, hand it over, and your life I'll spare."
"From a diamond ring I would not part, for it's a token from my sweetheart. She'll hand me down your rosary, and you'll be hanged then, you'll be hanged then for murdering me."
Next morning in the garden green, young Sylvie and her true love were seen. His parents were turning from her clothes, which made him blush, lads, made him blush, lads, like any rose. "Why do you blush, you silly young thing? I thought I had that diamond ring, 'cause I knew what you were under pain. So here's your gold, love, here's your gold, and your wedding
check. I only did it for enough, if you would be a man or no. You'd given me that ring," she said, "I'd have pulled the trigger, and shot you dead."
Bert Jansch and Jackie McShee, Pentangle. Well, that wraps up today's edition of Swingin' on a Star. Many thanks to guests Brent Parkin and Pentangle. As usual, thanks to Danny Greenspoon on the guitar and Kit Johnson on the bass. Tune in next week when my guest will be Spirit of the West and Art Bergman. I'm Murray McLaughlin, and we'll see you next week for Swingin' on a Star.